Proclamation number 8613, dated the September 11th, 1963. Creation is God's work. My works of creation demonstrate my infinite love for you, my supreme wisdom and my omnipotence, because they solely originated for the sake of salvation, for returning the once fallen spirits. Thus the entire work of creation is the expression of my infinite love, because it was especially intended for the spiritual beings which opposed me, which therefore rejected my love and likewise were no longer worthy of my love. And yet, precisely these opposing spirits motivated me to bring forth works of creation so that they might give up their resistance and return to me again. Hence love paid no attention to the resistance at first, but imprisoned the fallen beings, i.e., my wisdom and might disintegrated the beings into countless tiny particles, and the strength of my love encased them. It reshaped the once emanated strength of beings into works of creation, and my wisdom assigned them their purpose again. Love, wisdom and power were constantly at work for the emergence of a work of creation. Consequently, the creation was and is, in the true sense of the word, divine work, which testifies of my fundamental nature and should appear to you humans as the greatest miracle, if you seriously think about it. And this creation will remain a miracle, for the works are not lifeless things but change constantly. The functions of the individual works of creation provide every thinking human being with the evidence of a living God full of wisdom, whose strength of will and love is inexhaustible, whose power is limitless, who constantly creates forms containing minute particles which are of service within the works of creation through the law of compulsion. Since I withdrew these fallen spirits from my adversary's power, from the power of the spirit who once had caused their downfall, whom they once had followed voluntarily, even though they belonged to him, precisely because they had followed him voluntarily, he was deprived of his power over the spirits which my strength of love had turned into matter. These beings were removed from the adversary's influence and are now subject to my law. They were no longer free, since they had given up their freedom, but for their own sake I place them into my law of service in a constrained state. All of creation is a work of my love for this fallen, unhappy spiritual substance which travels the path through the creation in great agony. But once the previously fallen being has made its way through the creation and then lives on earth as a human being, he will also recognize the work of creation to a limited extent and can rejoice in it, since his state of agony is over. Before him he will see the works of creation in all their glory, which will give evidence to him of the Creator's love, wisdom and power as soon as he begins to abandon his last resistance to me. He himself is indeed free to some extent, but now he is subject to my adversary's influence again, who previously had no power at all over the being. The human being still belongs to my adversary until he has voluntarily detached himself from him. And thus you have to understand correctly, creation can and will please you humans because it is my work, but I used the strength which emanated from me in the shape of spiritual beings for its origin. I simply reshaped them into my love and wisdom's most diverse creations, but they are nevertheless the fallen spirits in substance, thus part of my adversary, and they will remain so until they, entirely redeemed, return to me again. You humans do not see the fallen spirit in creation but only see the works of my love, and you may enjoy them, you may recognize me myself therein and consider yourselves fortunate to have covered the path through my creations already and are nearing your perfection. But you should also remember that the real world is a spiritual world which can only be seen by someone with spiritual vision, that everything visible to you humans is but a pale reflection of this real spiritual world. You should remember that all matter is hardened spiritual substance and that this solidification was again only the result of the resistance to me, the rejection of my strength of love. Then you will also understand that the material world in its substance is spirit in opposition to me, which my love and wisdom merely obliged to be of service in order to break its resistance and to return it to its original state once again. Hence the solidification of spiritual substance was caused by the being's apostasy from me, and therefore the hardened spirit substance still belongs to my adversary until it is spiritualized once more. However, this does not prevent me from removing his power over this spirit substance and reshaping it into all kinds of creations for the purpose of its final, voluntary withdrawal from him and return to me. And thus creation always remains divine work, a work of my infinite love and wisdom which only I myself, who possesses all power and strength and who can implement anything his love and wisdom wants and has recognized to be successful, was able to bring into existence. Amen.